Chapter 5. Now it came to pass, while the crowds were pressing upon him to hear the word of God, that he was standing by Lake Gennesareth. And he saw two boats moored by the lake, but the fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. And getting into one of the boats, the one that was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land. And sitting down, he began to teach the crowds from the boat. But when he had ceased speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and lower your nets for a catch." And Simon answered and said to him, "Master, the whole night through we have toiled and have taken nothing, but at thy word I will lower the net." And when they had done so, they enclosed a great number of fishes, but their net was breaking. And they beckoned to their comrades in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw this, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish they had made. And so were also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. Henceforth thou shalt catch men." And when they had brought their boats to land, they left all and followed him. And it came to pass, while he was in one of the towns, that, behold, there was a man full of leprosy. And when he saw Jesus, he fell on his face and besought him, saying, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And stretching forth his hand, he touched him, saying, "I will, be thou made clean." And immediately the leprosy left him, and he charged him to tell no man, but, "Go, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift for thy purification, as Moses commanded, for a witness to them." But so much the more the tidings spread concerning him, and great crowds gathered together to hear him and to be cured of their sicknesses. But he himself was in retirement in the desert and in prayer. And it came to pass on one of the days that he sat teaching. And there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out of every village of Galilee and Judea and out of Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And behold, some men were carrying upon a pallet a man who was paralyzed, and they were trying to bring him in and to lay him before him. And as they found no way of bringing him in because of the crowd, they went up onto the roof and lowered him through the tiles with his pallet into the midst before Jesus. And seeing their faith, he said, "Man, thy sins are forgiven thee." And the scribes and Pharisees began to argue, saying, "Who is this man who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only?" But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, answered and said to them, "Why are you arguing in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, 'Thy sins are forgiven thee,' or to say, 'Arise and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to thee, arise, take up thy pallet, and go to thy house." And immediately he arose before them, took up what he had been lying on, and went away to his house, glorifying God. And astonishment seized upon them all, and they glorified God and were filled with fear, saying, "We have seen wonderful things today." And after this, he went forth, and he saw a publican named Levi sitting in the tax collector's place. And he said to him, "Follow me." And leaving all things, he arose and followed him. And Levi gave a great feast for him at his house. And there was a great gathering of publicans and of others who were at the table with them. And the Pharisees and their scribes were grumbling, saying to his disciples, "Why do you eat and drink with publicans and sinners?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "It is not the healthy who need a physician, but they who are sick. I have not come to call the just, but sinners to repentance." Now they said to him, "Why do the disciples of John fast often and make supplications, and likewise those of the Pharisees, whereas thy disciples eat and drink?" He said to them, "Can you make the wedding guests fast as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come, and when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, then they will fast in those days." And he spoke a parable also to them. "No one puts a patch from a new garment on an old garment, else not only does he tear the new one, but the patch from the new garment does not match the old. And no one pours new wine into old wineskins, else the new wine will burst the skins and will be spilt itself and the skins ruined. But new wine must be put into fresh skins, and both are saved. And no man, after drinking old wine, immediately desires new, for he says the old is better.